the Gemara says, hey, you asked a question, what happened, Zon or Zon? Well, this is Zon. Oh, okay. So the Gemara says, hey, Avarachi, how do you do that? V'amar Rav Yehuda. Rav Yehuda says, l'olam al yishal adam tzrachav b'loshin arami. A person is not allowed to be mispalled b'loshin arami. Why? V'amar Rav Yochanan, kol ha'shol tzrachav b'loshin arami. Anyone that asks is for tzrachav b'loshin arami. Ein malachei ha'shores nizkakin lo. So malachei ha'shores don't help him out. Why? Shein malachei ha'shores makimim b'loshin arami. Because the Malachi Asharis don't understand Lashna Rami. Okay? So the Gemara says, Shaini Chola, Chola is different than Shechina Imo. Because the Shechina is with him. The Amar Avonon, Amar Rav, Minayin Sheshechina Soed as a Chola. How do you know the Shechina supports the Chola? Shenema. Hashem Yisodenu al Eres Davoy. That God supports him. On the bed of pain, of illness. Tanya Amiachi, Anichnas Davarkas Chol Lo Yeshiv Lo Agabe Mitav Lo Agabe Kisei. He's not allowed to sit on if the chol is lower than him. In other words, he's not allowed to sit on a mita that's higher. Why is that? A Rami of yeah, where is that? That's Perik Dal Melchus Evel Lach Vav. Let's take it around. The second chavik. Amazing Allah. Huh? Yeah. It's Allah Habit. That's the Gemara of here. Because the Gemara says that the Shechina is Lamaila Mimarashosov Shalchola. So it says, that's why it says, Elamasate Fiyoshev Lafon of Nishin Middle, Nishin Shechina Lamaila Mimarashosov Shalchola. Hashem Yisadeno Alaris Davoy. Vamarova, Amaravin Minayin Shakarish Baruch Zanesachola. I didn't know that he actually gives him sustenance. Shenema Hashem Yisadeno Alaris Davoy. Okay. So that's the Gemara. Okay, so at any rate, we're concerned with halacha with regard to tefillah. Alright? So Taisus asks a question. Taisus says, Malachi Asharis Makirim B'Lashna Rami. So Taisus says, they don't understand Lashna Rami. So Taisus says, Levad mi Gavriel. Besides Gavriel, he understands. Kenam Basat Abresh Yelam Naman. Damamar, Bo Gavriel Velomdo Shivim Lashanas. So Yosef, that Gavriel taught Yosef 70 Lashanas. Okay? The Tamos, they say, it's a question, Nafilo Machshava Shebalev Kol Adam Yodim. Malachim know the thoughts in the heart of every person. Well, Lashna Rami and Yodim? That's not Lashna Rami. The Tesis stops, basically. Alright? The Tesis basically, but when you have to understand the, excuse me? What does he say? Yeah, let me see it. Yeah, Tay says, yeah. V'gam Asher Omer Ma'olam Lekachar Mekadosh B'Loshna Rames. Why do you say Kadosh B'Loshna Rames? Lefisha Tefila Noah Shvach Gadol Hu Al Kain Niskan B'Loshin Tigrim Shlo Yavino HaMalachim Yiyu Meskanin Bono. Malachim shouldn't understand it because then they'll be jealous of us. V'ze Eino Nira Sharei Kama Tefilos Yofos Shehein B'Loshin Ivri. Is that the only Tefila? El Nira Kan Amin B'Self Sota Eino L'Meskayim B'Lasuja De Gedusha Vayesh me rabba the basar agadatar she regin lo makadosh achar drasha v'shem o yu'ame aratzos v'lo yu mevin in kulam. So you see in those days they had when they had darshanim, so you had many ame aratz would be there too. So he says v'lo yu mevin in kulam v'lashin akadosh l'kach teknu v'lashin tirgum she yakob mevinim v'shezer yelashanim. So this is like that chat. Yeah, so at any rate, it's a big problem over here. I mean, you know, you have to understand the type of question Taisus asks. Like, certain questions are indicative of, this question is a different question. But the Taisa says over here, I mean, especially this Tema, what Taisa basically means is when he asks this question, it means he doesn't understand the sugya. That's what he's saying, basically. That's what he's saying. He doesn't understand all of it. Yeah, he says, well, he doesn't understand what's going on here. Okay? All right. So it's an interesting thing. But basically, I'll tell you the truth. We have a little time. Maybe we'll start a little bit from before, and then in the Gemara. Because it's an interesting Gemara in general. Gemara says before, Tana Rabbanan, as if you'd base him off, yeah. Yeah. Well, that's the whole thing. That's the whole shayla. That's not so simple. They can mispal b'chalash is not so simple. We'll take it up. We'll see. Okay? You see, the Rambam actually doesn't have it, if you notice this. The Rambam does not have it. You see, there's no Rambam in the Yad that has this halacha. Okay? But it's interesting. So you think the Rambam held it was a stam agadita, right? But in the Pirush Mishnayos, he does have it. It's funny. In the Pirush Mishnayos in Sota, where it says, Ve'il ne'mar b'chal lashon, there he says the same thing as the Rif. So apparently he changed his mind. Because over there he says that, Ve'il ne'mar b'chal lashon, and he says, but the yachid you shouldn't be mispalel b'chal, the lashon, the yachid only in lashon HaKodesh. Okay? That's what he says. It's interesting. It's an interesting thing. The Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tefillah says like this: Kivan Shegolu Yisrael b'Yemei Nevuchadnezzar, Arusha Nisarvu b'Poras v'Yavanu Sharu Umos, V'Noldu Lahem Banim Ba'Artzas Hagoyim, V'Osam Abanim Nisbalbulu Sfasam. So they were raised among the Goyim. So their language, their language became confused. V'Yavoyse Sfas Kol Echad Echad Mu'Reves B'Loshin B'Loshonas Harbe. So they mix in, like a lot of languages. Like you see, it's common today, same thing. Okay? The Chivan Shayim Medaber, Eina Yachal Adaber Kol Tzarko B'Loshan Achas. They couldn't speak in one language. Ela B'Shibush, Shenemar, V'Neim Chatzi Medaber Ashdudis, V'Chula. V'Gamav, Eina Makirim Ledaber Yehudis, U'Koloshon Am V'Om, U'Koloshon Ledaber Yehudis, U'Koloshon Am V'Om. In other words, they didn't know any language thoroughly. Umenezek kishoya echod mehen mispalel tikta lishono lishol chafotzev avlahagid shevach hakodesh baruch hu b'loshna kodesh ad sheyarvu imo lishonos acheros. So they mixed in a lot of languages. Okay, the chivan sheroa Ezra bezdino bezdino kach. Since they saw that, omdu v'tiknu lahem shmon esrei brachos al aseder shalosh lishonos shevach lashem. So that's all the Rambam talks about Lashon. I mean, apparently he held, it doesn't say that he held before that it wasn't a tefillah, but apparently it wasn't good, it wasn't a good thing. So the tefillah, he definitely holds tefillah really should be B'Lashon Tzacha, B'Lashon HaKodesh, the proper language. That was really the reason why they were masak in the Shemon Esrei Brachos Al HaSeder. Alright? That's what the Rambam says. Okay, that's all the Rambam treats about the Lashon. Okay, it doesn't really give us a clear understanding of how we learned the sugya over here. At any rate, so the it's an interesting thing, but the little piece before also interesting. Tana Rabbanan. We're here already. Mazdei. Anichnas levakas achola. Omer, Shabbos he milizok or refor krov alovo. So it means to say that you're not allowed to go to a chola on Shabbos and be mispal for him. But why aren't you allowed to be mispal for a chola on Shabbos? What's the reason? The reason is for the same reason that you ain't menachem in velum, because mishum the mitztayer in ha-mitztarin. Because you're not allowed to be mitztayer by Shabbos. So therefore, if you'll go to a chola and you'll be mispal for the chola on Shabbos like you ordinarily do, so naturally, a normal person is compassionate, he has compassion, so he's going to be mitztayer b'Shabbos. Okay, and that's what the Ron says, the same thing. The Ron says the exact same shot. So that's why not allowed to do it. But what do you do? But you're permitted to make the cholah feel better. That's what Rashi says. So you say Shabbosi milizok, which means tzorach laharchiv daitam b'tanchumim shlo yitzdaru. But you're supposed to try to help the cholah to make him feel better. So therefore, you say to him Shabbosi milizok. You're not allowed to be mispalel zok on Shabbos, but refuah krav alavo. So you help him to appease him, make his mind at ease. Okay, that's a chesed. Okay, interesting thing. The next statement is very interesting. Rab Meir Omer Yechola Hisha Terachim. What is that? Strange thing. Yechola Hisha Terachim. Rashi says Im Techabduha Militzayabo. That if you'll be machabe the Shabbos from being mitzayer on Shabbos, this is an interesting thing. I mean, you see, really. Halacha of being mitzayer on Shabbos is a serious halacha. I mean, here a person's a chola, so you should be mispal for the chola. It's a chiv mispal for the chola, but no, you don't do it on Shabbos because you're not allowed to be mitzayer. So you see, a person has to control their emotions on Shabbos, not to think about things that cause painful thoughts. But bika cholam is permitted. There were minds says bekushi yitiru. Gemara says before bekushi yitiru. It was with great difficulty that they were matir to be mevaka chola. Why? Because of tzar and Shabbos. So you see, Kavachom on Shabbos, you're not allowed to think about your problems. I mean, it's halacha, you're not allowed to do it. You have to really be mesiach das from all your problems, weekly problems, things that bother you on Shabbos, to be in a different frame of mind. I mean, if they were bekushi tiru levaka sachol and nacham sevelim, and also they weren't matir tefila, so you see, it's a serious matter in halacha. Because that'll be the biggest chesed, Ms. Pavli, not allowed to do it. So, but the bekushi means it was a heter that they had to give serious thought to. They were matir because on the one hand, there's two forces here. On the one hand, you have the chola, you want to make the chola feel better. On the other hand, you're not allowed to mitzayer b'Shabbos. So what do they say? So that's the solution was, the resolution was, Shabbos in middle izok or four krov alav. That was a compromise. But if you're going to be mispower for the person, then you're going to be mitzayer, because that's going to bring up your desire for the person to feel better. So you're going to get involved in tzar. So that's why they cut it short, basically. That's why I say, really, the shaila, the question is, the mishaberachs. In shul, you're not allowed to mispower for a chola, right? So mishaberachs, you wrap it as a chola. So you're not allowed to say that, because it's not allowed to mispower for a chola. But I have a heta for it. Tell you what I think the heta is. It's not an issue to mispower for a chola. The issue is to be mitzvah of a Shabbos. I don't think anybody's a mitzvah does mishaberach. So it's probably mutter because of the fact. Well, the question is really a lot of mafsik altogether. Separate question. But that you can resolve by doing it later. But it's probably mutter because the reason why they really do it is to make the person feel better. So that's already like Shabbos in Milizek or a four krav alavo. It's not an issue per se of feel. It's an issue in its style. So that's why it's probably mutter. Because you're just trying to appease. It's not even the chola that's there. You're trying to appease the guy as somebody's not feeling well in the family. So you're trying to make him feel better. So that's mutter. That's Shabbos in Milizek or a four krav alavo. Okay, yeah. But Sakana's doing it. Okay, now Rab Meir says Yechol Sakana Simon. Rab Meir says Yecholah, that's Kanas Nefashis, don't Rab Meir Amar Yecholah Hi Sheterachim. What is Yecholah Sheterachim? It means, it's an amazing statement. It means that the Shabbos is able to be Merachim. That's Rashi. Rashi says Im Techabdua, if you respect the Shabbos, you respect Har, meaning the pronoun of Shabbos, Militzayer Bo, so then Shabbos will help you. Shabbos will help you. It's an amazing thing. What do you mean Shabbos will help you? This is Shabbos. But I mean, it's a question. I could you. What does it mean Shabbos? What do you mean Shabbos? What do you mean Shabbos can help you? It's Shabbos. Shabbos. So you see again the interesting halacha that, and I mentioned it, the Rav one time mentioned that Mizmor Shil Yom HaShabbos, you can't say Mizmor Shil for Yontif, only for Shabbos, because there's a separate matir for the Yom HaShabbos. And you see, for instance, the halacha is the Rambam says that the Talmidei Chachamim get ready and they say let's stand up before the Melech that's coming, the Melech of Shabbos. So what does it mean to say? It means to say that there's a matir to relate to God through the vehicle of the Yom HaShabbos. That's what it means. That's a separate matter. That's a separate matter. That's why, otherwise, like you said, Yichol Yishat Terachim. What do you mean, Yishat Terachim? Shabbos is nothing. They're Banish Lam does something. But it means you have a heter, there's a matter to relate to God through the Yom HaShabbos. And you could say, the Yom HaShabbos, Yimachabed, the Yom HaShabbos, she will help you. You're allowed to say that. It's an amazing thing. You mean, of course, the Kodesh Baruch. Well, that's Shechina. Shechina is fine. It means a Kodesh Baruch. You have a heter to say that. In other words, that's a separate heter. I don't know if you could say it, express it in that manner. If you're good to Shabbos, Yimachabed the Shabbos, she'll help you. Of course, it means God. But you're allowed to express it that way. It means the schus that the person has, that he's Mechabed the Yom HaShabbos, and he's not Mitztayer in Shabbos, and that's schus, he'll be Nisrape, so to speak. Okay? But that's a separate, you see, you have a separate heter to express it that way, to say that. You see? Okay, so basically, then the Gemara says, and that's the halacha. Halacha is that the knisasa omer shalom, yitziasa omer shabbos imelizik for korvalovo, rachmav merubin, the shifto b'shalom, and that's the halacha b'negeit shabbos. Okay, so you're allowed to be to soothe the mind of the person that's ill, but you're not allowed to actually get involved in tefillah for the chol on shabbos. Okay, then the Gemara goes into excuse me. So now the question is with regard to the next Gemara. So the next Gemara goes right into the question of Lola and Yishlo Masrochov Belashin Arami. Okay, all right. So as I said before, Tesis basically doesn't really understand what the whole sugya is about with the Malachim. Okay. Yeah, let me just take get me a tour. All right, the tour at the end of Siman Kuf Aleph Ligud says the Yachol Espalel B'chol Lashon Sheyirtzeh. All right, Upirish Rav Alfis Dafke B'tzibur Avol B'Yachid Lo Yispalel Ela B'Lashon Hakodesh. Okay, and I think the Rambam said exact same formula. Utfilo Raman Pishna says Utfilo Yadur Mispalim Bnei Adam B'chol Lashon V'Omnom Ze B'Tzibor Avol Yachid Yizor Ba'Atmo She Lo Yispal Ela B'Lashon HaKadosh. Same thing as the riff, basically. So the Raman in the Pishna Shnayas followed the riff. Okay, when it came to the Yad, apparently he wasn't sure, but it doesn't bring it down. But he says like this: V'Yesh Mefarshim the hod on my yachid lo yispal ela b'lashon hakodesh. This what we said, yachid is not mispal except in lashon hakodesh. Dafke kishishol tzrachov. That's only if he asks for his needs. Avol kishem mispal el tefila shel tzibur means his personal tzrachim. But if he's mispal the tefila shel tzibur, filu yachid yachol ama b'chalashon. Which means to say, if he's just saying the Tefillah Shel Tzibur, which means the Shemon Esrei itself, and you're not adding your own personal requests, so then you can say B'chol Lashon, because the Mishnah says Tefillah Nemar Es B'chol Lashon. Adoni Yovi Zal Kosov, the Af Yochid Kishashol Tzrochov Yochol Lisho B'chol Lashon Sheyirtze. Chutz Mi Lashon Arami. Okay, so the Rush. So the question, of course, is, what does the Gemara mean? Al Yishol Adam Tzrochov B'lashon Arami. Doesn't mean any Lashon Arami simply means every language besides Lashon HaKadosh, right? Or else Lashon Arami means in specific Lashon Arami, but other Lashonos are fine, you don't need Lashon HaKadosh. It's an interesting thing. It means it's not such a double poshet over here in the suite. Now let's take a look at the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is like this. He says, because of a riff, Bereish, Perakoya, Kore, Yvodikon, Yitzil, Bachal, Lashon, Hanim, Ilabitzib, Abba, Biyachid, Lo, Tamar, Vidam, Arav, Lalom Ali Shalom Asrach of Lashon Rami. Rami Yechon Kol Shal Tzrach of Lashon Rami Ein Malach HaSharis Niskakin Lo Lefi Shein Malach HaSharis Makirin B'Lashon Aramis V'Kos of Arav Rabbi Yona Kivon Da Sikno Ditfilo B'Yochid Einanem Meres Ela B'Lashon HaKodesh. Since we conclude that B'Yochid you only have to use Lashon HaKodesh B'Davka Teimahu Ala Minig Shenogu B'Chol HaOlam Shanoshim mispalalos bishar lashanos. That women are mispalalos in other languages. Shekivan shechayavos tfilo lo hoyo lohen lispalalala b'lashon HaKadosh. All right. So apparently the woman then, they didn't know Lashon HaKodesh. I mean, you can't misspell Lashon on a stand altogether. It's not nothing. So therefore, you have to say misspell in all languages. Rabbonei Tzorfas wrote some Lasei Stam Laminik, V'omrim. Shekesheyochid misspell Latfila Ba'atzma Shemispell in Oso Atzibor. Kimo Tfila Satzibor Dainin Alei. V'yocho La'omran Yochid B'Lashon HaKodesh. Oh my dama of you the lolam or yeshal lolam tsracha of Baloshna Rami, Zekishashal tsracha of Kigonshim espal ala chola, O al shum tsar she yeshlo beveso, the kayotse boze, Avol tfilo she he yedual tzibor, a filukim ishim espalos of beveso, kim espalel betzibor dami. Okay? The imeni yedealoshna kodesh, Yochol Lotzeis Bechol Lashon. Okay, you can use any Lashon. Vahatam Shetzorche Tzibur Sholem Bechol Lashon. The reason, what's the reason for it? What do I get? It doesn't make any sense. Who cares? I mean, but the answer is because if you're using the same tefillah as the Tzibur, so it's not a tefillah Yochid anymore, but it's a tefillah for the Tzorche Tzibur. You're Meshtatef your own Tzorchem with the Tzibur. So as long as you're mishtatef, you're on tzrachim with the tzibur, so it's tzorchei tzibur, so tzorchei tzibur, sholem b'chaloshim. Okay? Ma she'enikim b'tzorchei yochid, mibnei sha'tzibur einon tzrichim melitz lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The tzibur doesn't need any intercessor. Avala yochid, tzarch. Okay? Tzarch elav. Ki'inyin shenema, im yesh malach melitz. Umalachei Ashores Einon Niskokin Elo Loshna Kodesh Adkan Varosh Kosov Kolzer. He wrote all this. V'achyach Kosov V'linira De'ena Kosh D'davke B'loshin Zekom Rav Yehuda L'leish Lo Nitzrachov. Only in this language he says you shouldn't ask Nitzrachov. V'cheinik Shubataisus Hadakom Hashem Malachei Ashores Makirim B'loshna Ramis. This is what we said of Malach Hashem, not Makir B'Loshna Ramis. V'lo afilo machshavos levodam yodim u'makirim. Elo, he says, Loshin zem meguna bein nehem li zakeglo. This language is really is a language which in their eyes is degrading. It's inferior, in other words. It's inferior, and therefore they're not going to be coerced to involve themselves in that tefillah. Adkan Lashon HaRosh. Kloma. Glossy Ravid Lamute, Yellow Lashon Rami Bilvad. Only Lashon Rami says no good. Lafishu Maguna Bainam Alachim. Lafiche Niskakma. Avashar Lashonah, Sain Magunim. Bainam. They don't dislike their Lashonah. Niskakma. And they're very happy to help out. Hilkach Sharpe Domi, Lishalah, and Srachel Bahem. Okay. That's the basis. Okay? Of course, the sheet is. Hi. So the question, of course, is what's basically right. It means, let's try to understand a little bit what's going on here, okay? All right. What you see is, you see that this whole halacha of Lashon HaRamis, the way that you can begin to understand a little bit about the sugya is, by the way, it doesn't mean you're not allowed to be mispal to any malachim over there. That'll be varzar. That'll be a varzar mamish. All the Gemara doesn't say over here that you mispal to the malachim. Chas v'shalom. It just says that somehow or other the malachim are involved in the process. You're mispal to God, but the malachim are involved in the process of assisting that you in the tefillah being presented lefnei kisei akavah. In the presentation, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's what nails me. Yeah. Okay. So it means basically that you need some kind of assistance. Okay. Yeah, but I don't want anybody to misunderstand this. I mean, a person who's spalt the malach is over the bazaar. So, okay. But you see, let's take a look. Let's understand it. It's basically what you have a few exceptions. What are from the exceptions you can understand the rule of it. What is the first exception is an exception in the Gemara. Where the Gemara says a chol is different. Because the Gemara says that when we followed Rabbi Lazar. Yeah. So he used Lashon HaRamis. Sometimes he's Lashon HaKodesh, sometimes he's Lashon HaRamis. So the first thing you see is that the Shekhinah is Lamailo Mimrashos of Shalcholos over there. It's Mutta. So that's the exception one. Next thing you see, what's the next exception? Next exception is if it's a tzibur. If it's a tzibur, it's an exception. You understand? Because of the tzibur, and then they extend it to the point where if a yochid is mispalel the tefillah shmona esrei, so since the way the tefillah is formulated, essentially it's a tefillah of tzibur, okay, it's not a personal tefillah, so that's mutter too. But if you're going to intersperse in the tefillah your own personal needs, okay, and you're going to use, like the Rambam says, to use the tefillah like Rosh HaPrakim, so then you can't do it. Then it must be Dafke B'Lashon HaKadosh. It must be Dafke B'Lashon HaKadosh. See, to me, it seems like this. It seems that what it means is like this. What it means is it's based on the old concept of tefillah, which means that Omeid Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a problem in Yahadus. Because where do we have the right to be Omeid Lifnei Melech Malchei HaMelechim Borei Olam? I mean, we don't have a right to do that. I mean, only a person that has no concept at all of what Borei Olam is, I mean, can feel comfortable approaching HaKadosh Baruch Hu and standing in his presence and so to speak, I mean, conversing, talking to God. I mean, that's what tefillah basically is. It's the idea is an idea that there's a big problem with intrinsically. But the only way that Yahadus resolves that problem is, like the Rav mentioned many times, that it's a halacha of a matir. It's a halacha of a matir. In other words, tefillah requires a matir, which means a person just has no right to just be omeid b'tefillah. That's the most important idea. That idea is more important than all the tefillahs you could say. If a person doesn't have that idea properly in his mind, then all his tefillahs are worthless. He doesn't understand what does it mean. Dalafnei miyata omeid. I mean, if you don't know that, so only a total ignoramus thinks that it's appropriate for him to stand in front of God. But a person that has any kind of knowledge, any kind of awareness even of chachma, and at least, I mean, a haschola of what we mean by borei olam, then he feels right away it's absurd for him. His knees, his strachim are really nothing. His strachim are basically nonsensical. It's not rational to have such a kind of an institution as tefillah. It does not make any sense that you should be able to present your little problems in front of the borei olam. It doesn't make any sense. Okay, yeah. So what the Gemara says, what Chazal say is like this. Here's the basic idea to see that bayachol is different. See, bayachol is different. Why? Because by a chola, there's a concept of the infinite chesed Hashem. Chesed Hashem may olam v'adolam. So it means to say that the matir that we have by a chola is a separate matir of tefillah. The matir is the recognition of the infinite chazdei amakom. Okay? That's the matir for the tefillah for us. The different matir by a tefillah of a chola is a different matir. The matir is the hakara, the recognition of the chesed Hashem, you see. So that's why a chola is different. There's another case that's different also, and the case is the tzorchei tzibur. Apparently, tzorchei tzibur is different. That's something which we don't understand, but it's a, I mean, why should even a tzibur be anything? Okay? But a tzibur, you see, a tzibur has a special rank in terms of existence, because the kol ha'tar kula is for kol Yisrael. I mean, all the things that happen is basically for klal. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu sent the kol Yisrael. So you see that a klal has a different kind of existence in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak, than a yachid. And also, there's another thing is that when a person is involved in the klal, that's a matir, because he's not involved in his own egoistic needs. His egoistic needs are being overshadowed by the tzorchei hakol. So therefore, the greatest danger in tefillah is that the person, what does Chazal say? That there are three things that a person is not nitzel mem b'chol yom. Hirhurei avera, lashon hara, and ingin tefillah. What's ingin tefillah? Tyson explains, it means that you feel a person can't help feeling if there's misfollow that somehow his tefillah is going to be affected. Okay? Because even the greatest tzaddik, the ego is something which a person can't overcome. I mean, it's something which is a tremendous, tremendous obstacle in our perception of reality. So a person can't, chazal, we're honest. The person, even a big tzaddik, the biggest tzaddik, walks away somehow or other. It has to be in the bottom of his mind, the back of his mind somewhere, he feels that his field is going to be affected. He was misfollowed. That's something that a person can't avoid. So therefore, when you're being misfollowed for the tzibor, that danger, you kolol yourself, besocha tzibor, so the needs of the tzibor of necessity, if a person has a normal mind, he knows the needs of the tzibor are more important than his personal tzorach. So therefore, that's the matir, is a separate matir for the tzorach ha-tzibor. You see, that's what I think the Gemara means. And Gemara says that the that a yachid needs a melet. What does it mean? It means like this. It means a yachid, our concept of tefillah demands that a yachid cannot feel that he could be mispowel just like this. Just like this, just stand to be mispowel for his own needs. Because that kind of, the very act of tefillah itself, you see, in terms of a yachid, the idea of tefillah to say that it makes sense is awesome. Is awesome. So it means to say that the only way we're permitted to understand that a tefillah, but we do hold the tefillah yachid can work. Anybody, it's a possible. I mean, that's right. And on the contrary, you know, you shouldn't ask somebody else to mispala for you or not be mispala yourself. The tefillah, you know, other people's tefillah is nice, but the main thing is me person mechuyev mispala al tzaraso. And that's what the Rashi says by Yishmael. Yishmael kol anar asher asher. The Kodesh Baruch Hu listens to the tefillah of the Chol himself more than the tefillah of other people. Okay? That's all true. But the only way we can understand it, if a person thinks that fits in naturally into the patterns of reality, you see, then he has a problem. So that's the concept of a melitz. Melitz means that the way this works cannot be understood without something else is missing there, you see. Of course, it's chazdei amakom, but something it's chazdei amakom. But that's you're not allowed to think of your own tefillah as being effective as a natural course. Tefillah of tzibor is different. That you have a right to do, because you see the whole Torah written for the tzibor, the mitzvahs, and you have a right to do. Tzibor is different, but a yachid you're not allowed to. So that's why the halacha is that it's dafka lashon hakodesh. Because it means to say that a person is not allowed to think. You just get up and talk in any language. No, there's a specific form. You require, it should be a tefillah like the Rambam said, a tefillah tzacha, a lashon hakodesh. It has, you have to prepare yourself for the tefillah. It must be worked out beautifully, nicely. The language should be worked out properly. So a person has a tzara, you shouldn't just get him this bowl. Yeah, you should think it out in his mind, the lashon that he's going to use in the tefillah. And prepare it. And prepare it properly. And if he doesn't do it, he just thinks that anything he wants, just he has a right to just go in front of Kisei HaKavod. I mean, that's wrong. The notion is wrong. The idea is wrong. There's something wrong with the person. Okay? It's a distortion in reality. And if a person has such a distortion, the whole tefillah is worthless. Okay? So that's why, that's basically the underlying pshat in the sugya. The underlying pshat in the sugya. And the pshat in the sugya is that the tefillah, the concept of tefillah, demands, the most important thing about tefillah is that you shouldn't have a false idea about, you shouldn't be led to the conclusion that your emotional perception of yourself in reality has some kind of real existence to it. That model should not serve as the main. Everybody has the emotion. Everybody feels they're important. You can't deny it. I mean, it's something which a person senses. But another part of the person must know that feeling itself is groundless. Okay, in tefillah, which is a conscious action, if you support that emotional feeling with a Maisa Mitzvah, that means you're giving it certain reality. So you can't do it. So that's why you must have Lashna Kodesh. Lashna Kodesh means that the person must realize that this institution of tefillah is not such a simple thing. It's not so, you know, so you need a, exactly, you need a special matir. You need a special matir, you see. So you ask me, that's the question, that's the case. So what about the Tesfus? Right? Tesfus seems to say he didn't understand the sugya, right? He didn't understand the sugya. So it could be like this. It could be what the Tesfus means like this. Tesfus says that the Malachi Asharis don't understand it. What Tesfus means is like this. That the, in other words, what he's saying is that the matir for tefillah is that you can only use a language that the Malachi Asharis use. That's the matir. In other words, like, you understand what I'm saying? In other words, that the kavod Ashchina demand, and why do they pick Lashna Kodesh? They pick Lashna Kodesh because of the fact that this is the language of the Malachi Asharis. So so it must be a language that you can only use such a language that the Mishar Sekeil understands. That's the matir. That's the structure of the matir. So that's what Tesis Akash is. I don't understand it. I understand everything else. Why don't I understand Lashon HaRamos? He learns Akash. Alright? But still, it doesn't mean that he's necessarily denying going against the Pshat that we're saying. The only question is the whole statement of the Gemara allegorical? You understand? It's simply, it doesn't really necessarily mean that the Malachim, these Malachim, it's just an allegory telling you that you must have a matir, and then you can't just be Omer Lefnei Hashem, just your own language, okay? Or does it mean actually that it's based upon the fact that there are Mishar Sekel, I mean there are Malachim, and that has to be the matir. The matir was tied to the fact that whatever the Mishar Sekel Kodesh Baruch Hu understand, that's the thing you're allowed to use. Okay, it's like Kavod Hashchina. So you wouldn't come to the Heichal HaMelech and use a language that is not prevalent in the Heichal HaMelech. So therefore, it's the same idea translated into terms of the way we understand the Malach. That's what says it. That's what Tesu says. It's stuck. If that's the case, if that's the way the Matir works, it's based upon our notion of Malachim. He says, what kind of a notion is that? The Malachim, we say the Malachim have tremendous Chachma, so they don't know this. It doesn't make any sense. But I'm saying that Tesis does not necessarily, I don't think Tesis agrees with Avshad and Gemara. The only question is, do you say that the matir is based upon the structure of how we understand Malachi Asharis, or it's simply an allegory? Okay, that's the question. That's the question to see. Apparently Tesis learns it. Tesis, yeah, it's a good question. I mean, you could say, yeah. Because apparently Tesfus says that it's Dafka Lashon HaRamos. Dafka Lashon HaRamos. I mean, Dafka Lashon HaRamos. Okay. All right. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, no, you're right. If... Yeah. So what's it? Because what the Gemara does say, in Makirin. The Gemara says in Makirin. They don't understand it. I mean, you're right. You kidding? But the Gemara does say in Makirin. So that's Tesfus Kash. That's it. Yeah. Another way, yeah. But Tesfus, that's not important. In other words, Tesfus... Because the Gemara says the line, "Ain Makirin." Why is "Ain Makirin"? She says, "Ain Medabrin Alabal Hashem Hakadosh." "Ain Makirin." So they say, "What do you mean?" Okay. So, but this is an important thing you mentioned, because I'll tell you what the difference between "Ain Makirin" and "Yodin." If you say it means they don't know, so then you'll say the matir is you're only allowed to use a language which is, so to speak, kavayocho prevalent in the Heichal HaMelech. That's a kavod Hashchina. Okay. But if you say "Makirin," if you say Makirin, I must be honest, if you say Makirin, it means that they aren't Makir what you're saying. They don't understand what you're saying. Which means to say that the idea is that the way a tefillah, that the person must know that in order for his tefillah to be effective, it's not because of his own self. You see, it's not because of his own self. He, so to speak, he needs assistance. He needs assistance. That's what it means. Yeah, other, there are other factors other factors that are there, it's not him that makes the tefillah effective. It's the system. It's the system. The system of a Kadosh Baruch Hu that it's correct. That's what it means, makira. Yeah. It means to say that he needs help. He needs help. It's not on his own steam, so to speak, that the tefillah is effective. It's the system that a Kadosh Baruch Hu created that allows the tefillah to be effective. He has to be in line with that system. It means basically on his own he can't do it. On his own, he can't. That's correct. His own, it wouldn't work. What? That's the idea of Lashon HaKodesh. That's the idea of... But it's not Lashon HaKodesh. It's not that there's something magical about Lashon HaKodesh. It means that if the person doesn't have the proper idea in tefillah, since tefillah is worthless. It takes the form of Lashon HaKodesh, but it's not something magical about Lashon HaKodesh. It means that's the way the halacha was niskan, that the person, in order to recognize this concept, he must be mispalbel Lashon HaKodesh Dafka. That's the halachic form that the concept takes. You understand what I mean? And if a person doesn't do that, then he doesn't have any concept in tefillah. He doesn't have any concept in tefillah, tefillah is worthless.
So that's how we understand that?
According to most shittas, that's what it means. Lashon HaRami means any language that's not Lashon HaKodesh. That's the plain shot among most of the Rishonim. That Lashon HaRami means any language that's not Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What Teisvis says, Gavriel, that's what I'm thinking. That Teisvis is learning the sugya, it doesn't mean he's learning differently in concept, because the concept is clear from the Gemara where it says Shechina's a matir, the Chola's a matir. It's clear what the idea of Chazal is. What Teisvis is saying is that it's structured, the matir is structured according to our understanding, our limited understanding, but we have some kind of a concept. The Torah does allow you to have a concept of Malachim, so our limited understanding of the Malachim, that's how it's, that's responsible for the framework of the idea. The halachic tzura emerges from that basis. So Teisvis says, but Gavriel doesn't fit into the picture. Because our concept of Gavriel is that he does understand the Lashon HaKodesh. Okay? That's what Teisvis says. So it has to be based on the other Malachim. And he says, I don't understand how could you say it's based on the other Malachim? The other Malachim do understand. It doesn't make sense to say they don't understand. They understand everything. They understand why Lashon HaRami stasis is simply stuck. He just doesn't understand it. It's a powerful kasha. He says, basically what he's saying is, if you're going to take the Gemara in its literal meaning, in the sense, not in the sense that literally we need Malachim, but it means to say, if you're going to take it in the literal sense that the structure, the halachic structure, is based upon what? Is based upon our concept of malachim, it doesn't make any sense, because our concept of malachim can't be that they don't understand the... Satesius doesn't understand it. Doesn't understand the Gemara. Doesn't understand the Sugya, basically. Of course it does. All right? So, but that was Teisvis' approach. I'm just telling you what his approach was. But his approach leads to a dead end, because he says, if that's the case, it can't be based on that. But if you say, but what I'm saying is, Teisvis is, I'm retracting a little bit from what I said at the outset. The question is, Teisvis' question is a powerful question, and it knocks off the whole understanding that we could have of the sugya. But not the underlying principle of the sugya. That's what I'm telling you. In other words, the underlying principle of the sugya is clear. It's based upon the Yesod and Yahadus, that tefillah is not a simple thing. And not everybody can just stand and open the Omei B'fnei HaMelech. You have certain matirim, Chasdei Hashem, Achola, you have a matir of a tzibor, but a yachid is big problems. So therefore the yachid must be aware of this, and the way the halacha made him aware was that he could only be mispalbel Lashon HaKodesh. So whenever a yachid is mispalbel, he knows right away, I can only be mispalbel Lashon Tzachal HaKodesh. That's the matir. I need a matir. Can't just express my needs. I have needs and wants and desires, and just go and express with my mouth, Machem Lachem. I can't do that. It doesn't make any sense. And then if a person thinks he can do that, then his whole tefillah is worthless. So that's the, you understand, that's not Teisvis' problem. I'm saying it. That's clear in the sugya, the concept and the idea of it. But Teisvis' question is that if it's modeled after our understanding of Malachim, it doesn't make any sense. Okay, that's the question. How it's modeled. Okay, so yeah, The last pshat, the last pshat in the sugi is Lashon HaRamis is Bedafka Lashon HaRamis. That seems to mean, that seems to be what it means over there is that the this is a separate thing. That Lashon HaRamis is Lashon Meguna, which means to say that it's a language that lacks in linguistic structure. Okay, it's like a haphazard, like a slang. It would mean like slang. A slang language would not be appropriate. That's what means lashon meguna. It was the lashon aramis was the lashon of the hamonam. It wasn't real. But another language that has a sophisticated structure, that would be appropriate. That's the last shot. It means to say you're right. That's the machlorishan. Like could be a. Could be a Yiddish. Yiddish would be like also. Yiddish language doesn't really have much grammar and right. So yeah, that's correct. Right. That's the Chachmei Tzofras. I mean, as long as they hold that, as long as you're just repeating the Shmon Esrei, and you're translating the Shmon Esrei, so that you can even be mispalel in English in any language. Why? Because you are lost in the Tzibur. You call yourself in the tzibur. That's the machlokes. That's the question of Rishonim. I mean, so Halacha L'maisa, what do you say? The Taz quotes Tesis as Tesis saying that he answers his kasha. It means to say that it's meguna. The dafka lashon arami. Okay, fine. So basically, so the psak is that it's a psak. Halacha L'maisa, milachatchila, you should be mispal dafke b'lashon hakadosh. The tzibur is no problem. Tzibur, you can misspell anything you want. And that seems to be clear. It's mashma that if you're being misspelled but tzibur, so then but tzibur, if you're being misspelled but tzibur, so then even your own tzrachim that are not the tzrachim of the tzibur is mutter. But b'yachid, definitely you have to use lashon hakadosh. But yet the person can misspell, so to speak, in the. According to Ben Tam is going the other way. That you only use the lashon that's prevalent, so to speak, in the Eichel HaMelech. That's the cover. It puts the person, it gives the person an awareness of their position.
It's perfect, right? But it's
realistic awareness.
Yeah, because if you say it's a thing.
Yeah, that's correct. Yeah, the according to Ben Tam, he says that not that they don't understand, but they're not choshim. That's what it means to say. It means to say that if the person doesn't have the cover, the cover Hashem. And to be misspelled properly, so then the tefillah doesn't work. It's worthless. I mean, that's the whole concept. The whole underlying concept is that the most important thing in tefillah is that a person must understand the reality of what it means to be a misspeller. I mean, dalef ne'mi'at ome. That's the whole sugya. That's the underlying idea of the whole sugya.